finish up what I was saying about what we did, we set the strike deadline, I mean this bargaining deadline, which came and went, and then we just stopped bargaining. We said there'll be a strike vote March, whatever it was, and we organized for a strike during that period. And the fact that bargaining had gone on so long with so little effect was definitely a factor in the strike vote.
No, there was a sudden increase in the TAA membership at the end of 1969. Was this in connection with your organizing?
To be honest, I don't really remember how that happened, but we did talk to almost every TA on campus during that 2 month period, so that could be when it happened.
You mean you'd go to the department would have
meetings? We had departmental meetings in the departments, we had parties, we had meetings in people's houses. I mean, we had a full infrastructure of departmental representatives and so forth. And the people on the bargaining team and some of the executive committee were divided up into teams. I think there was, I don't remember how many, there were at least three teams, mm-hmm. probably more.
And I of how many people?
Well, there was a core of three people on a team or something. Mm-hmm. I bet I went to two or three meetings a day. Mm-hmm. And that's all I did for 2 months. And we talked about the issues, but more importantly, we talked about the union we were trying to create, what kind of union it was going to be, why it was a long-term project. We talked about the nature of the university, why it needed to be changed, how the TA could help do that.
Was it difficult to persuade the TAs? I mean, they must have had some reservations. I mean, did you have a lot of discussion?
It wasn't of a hostile nature. I mean, people realized that it was an opportunity to do something. It was a question of whether they wanted to. And once they decided they wanted to, whether they had the guts.